This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Gaza officials said Thursday more than 100 Palestinians in the Gaza Strip have been killed over the past 4 days of military conflict with Israel. According to the health ministry in Gaza, 103 people were killed, including 27 children and 11 women, while 580 people have been hurt since Monday. Inside Israel, 7 people have been killed since Monday, including 1 6-year-old after a rocket struck a family home. Earlier Thursday, the Israeli army said its fighter jet struck a military compound of the Hamas terror organization intelligence headquarters. The U.S.'s top diplomat says he's engaging with Middle East partners with urgency to help de-escalate the rising hostilities between Israel and Hamas. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Thursday he supported a U.N. Security Council meeting next week on the crisis after diplomats said Washington blocked a Friday session. Blinken says he is hopeful some time will give diplomacy a chance to have some effect. The Canadian province of Quebec will no longer offer first doses of the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine as of Thursday, but will offer second doses using current supplies and future deliveries, the province's health ministry said in a release. Several provinces made similar announcements Monday and Tuesday, with most citing concerns about supply. The province of Ontario indicated, however, it was concerned about the risk of rare blood clots. Also, Ontario will extend its stay-at-home order for an additional 2 weeks to June 2nd, as COVID-19 cases finally begin to trend downwards in one of Canada's hardest-hit provinces, according to Premier Doug Ford on Thursday. This is VOA.